The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time to go inside the Newtown and Chilwell camp now. Lucky enough to be joined by their coach, Damien McMahon, who's standing patiently with our own Chris Nichols.
Damien, we're just saying what a super day it is to play footy. So it's a great chance for you to go 2 from 2.
Yeah, that's the plan. No one would have thought we'd be rolling out on a day in high 20s, but we'll take it on our home deck on a Sunday afternoon.
Now, you had an extra day to prepare. Did you have something like a captain's run yesterday?
No, we didn't. We wanted to make the most of the extra day rest. It was a pretty hot game last week, and most teams were fatigued after round one, so we just made the most of getting them off their legs and using that extra day break to our advantage, hopefully.
Macca, thanks for joining us. Great to see you again, and good luck for season 2022. You've started on the right note. No doubt you probably monitor the weather forecast, keep a bit of an eye out on what the weather's going to do. How's that impacted how you prepare for today, but also how you look at rotations and the like for this afternoon?
Yeah, look, I don't think it changes too much for us. We've had a pretty warm pre-season. Most of our pre-season games were in warmish conditions, so I think we've been well-equipped to deal with what we're presented with today.
You don't look too different to last year, but you've got some new additions. A couple of guys I want to ask you about, and some of them are actually finding themselves down at the VFL. The one that intrigues me is Charlie Byrne, who's from Albury in the Ovens and Murray League, but he was a member of the GWS Academy, and I understand he trained at Essendon, and he was in the battle for a supplemental spot going into, I think, last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, he's a talented 19-year-old, booming left-foot kick. Half-back, winger-type player that has fitted like a glove within our group. So there's no doubt he's going to be a talent in the coming years. And once he finds his feet at GFL level, I'm sure he'll make his way into the VFL team.
And Alex Pocock from Wodonga Raiders, again, out of the Ovens and Murray. We know that's comparable football to here in the Geelong League. What can we expect from Alex this afternoon?
Yeah, well, another 19-year-old new recruit. Played a little bit of senior football back at home, but not a lot. He's played centre-half back, ruck and centre-half forward, full forward for us. He's a bit of a utility-type player. Kicks the ball really well for a big fella. Pretty strong overhead, and just his flexibility to move around the ground is something we really lacked last year. So he'll mainly play as a second tall ruck option to Cam Wilkinson.
Before the bounce for the Ponds and Orlando Hotels and Team Tyre Power, speaking with Newtown and Chilwell coach Damien McMahon, here's Jason Doherty and Carrick Footy.
Macca, they know David Fanning this year, so Cam Wilkinson takes over fully in the ruck, and obviously will have some support. But how vital was it last year, even though it was a sort of a shortened season for Cam, to have Fano in the team and be able to help him through the process of him becoming number one ruck?
Yeah, it was obviously strategic from our point of view. We knew that David wasn't going to play on post last year. Become very much a development season for us, knowing we're off to a slow start. So they played, I think it was 9 of 11 games together, and then we let the big fella finish his career off on his own without a backup ruckman. So Cam's learned a lot in his first year. He's bigger, stronger and fitter, and now he knows he's the number one ruckman. He's really stepped up, so I think we'll see a really strong game from him today.
The back line does look a little bit different. Blake Reed's back there as well, Charlie Byrne. You obviously got Maddock and Kerman, but it is a little bit of a different look for it this season.
Yeah, we probably need to get some smaller quicks in our defensive half. Last year, that was probably an area where we battled a little bit. But we've got three 19-year-olds down there today that are obviously come from, some high stocks. They've played NAB footy, and they can all use the ball well. And then a couple of other players in Kapala and Orr, who are only second-year players as well. So we've got some good versatility with those smalls that can play on a little bit taller player. And, Blake Reed's certainly another player at VFL list that could play some VFL footy later in the year.
You've got some links to Northern Victoria. What's the deal there? Like, you get boys out of Shepparton, you've got boys out of Wodonga. You've got a good network up there.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things. We tried to recruit as close to home as we can, but we know that in Geelong everyone's fighting over the same players. So we started looking a little bit further and wider, knowing that those comps are pretty strong. A lot of those kids have been locked up and haven't been able to get to regional centres like Geelong and also Melbourne. So it was pretty easy to entice them to come to somewhere like Geelong. Some have got apprenticeships, some are going to uni, and they really fitted in well for us.
Macca, obviously an undoubted great win last week against a side that's probably going to be thereabouts with you guys as well, fighting for that 3-7 spot on the ladder. And when I say 3-7, obviously we're talking about the Colwax and some areas probably breaking away a little bit. But after last night, who knows? It might be 2-7 now. looking at your vision this week and a bit of stats, and you can read into stats whatever you like. Both you and I know as a coach you can look at stats as a positive or a negative, but 32 inside 50s with the amount of ball your midfield had, is it just a, was it ball movement, the wind? I know it's been windy or in footy the last 2 weeks, or is it sort of a bit of a connection thing you need to work on?
Yeah, it was interesting. It's why you don't read too much in the stats, because we think we had over 50 inside 50s. I think there's a new group of people doing our stats. Both teams only had 30, I think
it
was.
Yeah.
So when you look at the scoreline, how many shots at goal both teams had, that probably didn't add up. So, yeah, look, it's a valid point, though. We probably would have liked to have a few more entries than we did. But in saying that, yeah, I think this week the numbers should add up a little bit better.
23 scoring shots, though, for 32. Is that what you're saying doesn't add up?
Yeah, I think that's, I know we went in...
You're telling me nine times?
we went in there a lot more times than that said, but anyway, that's how it is.
Oh, yeah. Claim the efficiency, Macca.
Yeah, I was going to say, the efficiency is astronomical, when you look at the stats, you look at it and you go, this doesn't seem right. You know, 32 is a very low number. You don't win many games of footy with 32 entries. So.
No, you need to be pretty accurate if you're doing that, and we weren't overly accurate. So, I'd imagine, it's probably around the 50 mark, and that's what we're chasing, plus 50 every week. And, you know, we'll have our days where we get a bit more, and, you know, we'll have the days where it's a bit lighter than that. So if you're getting, 50-plus entries, well, you're giving yourself a chance to win.
Macca, I think we might have spoke about it last year. I might have asked you the same thing about that connection between your midfield and your forward line.
Yeah.
Is that probably a focal point for you moving forward, that more forward entries for more results, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, it's probably something that we knew, we identified early on the season we had to get better at. It's quite interesting. We're playing a couple of our mids in that forward line and kind of... Fopiani and also Matty Bogue. So having those guys rotate through mid and forward instantly helps that connection, having a few of those guys rotating. And, you know, even seeing Jet McMahon, Blake Sutherby, Mitch Diamond rolling down there will create that. And just some stability. You know, last year we spent a pre-season working on having a big key forward playing in our forward line that done his knee in, you know, the first practice match, and we couldn't quite replace him. So, you know, those things were hard to tweak once the season began, versus we've had a whole pre-season to practice those things, and we're feeling comfortable
about it.
Absolutely,
yep.
Is Connor Fopiani going to stay true to the family name and wear long sleeves on a warm day like today, or is he going to go to the short ones and go the smart option?
I'd imagine he'll wear the long sleeves, because that's just what he does. We've got a few players that love him. Yeah, I was one of them myself, so I'm not going to be overly critical of them. And I must admit, when I went to WA and I asked for a long sleeve jumper, I got laughed at. They refused to give me one. So anyway, I'll back the long sleeves in for those boys.
A couple of blokes I want to ask you about. Alex Sincotta's up at Carlton. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going really well. He was a bit unfortunate. He missed, I think it was their last practice match. They just had too many AFLs in the side, and then he got a call up for round one. We knew that if he got a game round one that he probably wouldn't come out. His numbers have been good. He'll have a strong game again today. So, yeah, from our point of view, we're really hopeful Alex can keep playing the footy we know he can. And, you know, if he can get 10 or 12 VFL games in this year, who knows, you know, what the future holds for him.
We're a fan of Liam Fiore here, and especially more so when he kicked 4 goals in 2 quarters of footy in that VFL-AFL hybrid practice match against Richmond about 6 weeks ago. Just injury holding him up at the moment?
Yeah, he's had a bit of a slight hamstring that's set him back. Really sad, because he would have been playing in the VFL side, trained a lot with the AFL team. We're hopeful we have him back here at Newtown after the bye. Might be a week later than that, but yeah, no doubt he'll come back through the GFL. And we've got a few other players in that situation. Zach Walters, he'll most likely be back also after the bye. Big Lockie Waddell, we're hoping to debut after the bye also. And Matty Lloyd's here today. He's just come back from Horsham. He's been in a moon boot for the last 4 or 5 weeks, but another player we'll see in the next month, hopefully.
Now, Matty Lloyd's Jake from Sydney's brother, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So he was in WA at West Perth last year. We connected him to WA when he couldn't play in 2020. He actually signed at Newtown. We didn't have a season. Encouraged him to go over there and try and play some footy. He spent 2 years there. And, yeah, he's come back to Victoria. He's on the Cats list. I'm sure he'll play some VFL footy after playing some waffle footy over the last 2 years. But coming off an injury, I'm sure he'll spend some time with us.
Well, Macca, big game this afternoon. As Nico alluded to, a chance to go 2 from 2. And you'll only be one of 3 clubs to be 2 and 2 after 2 rounds. It's a good foundation to build off after Easter. We wish you the best of luck for this afternoon and for the year. Really appreciate your support of K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Talk to you after the game. Damien McMahon joining us there, the coach of Newtown and Chilwell.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.